Watch, large migrant group walks across Biden admin's closed border into Texas. By Randy Clark on September 1, 2023. Eagle Pass, Texas, in what has become an almost daily occurrence. A large group of more than 100 migrants crossed the Rio Grande just north of Eagle Pass to surrender to awaiting Border Patrol agents during the early morning hours on Friday. Shortly after 4 a.m., Breitbart Texas watched as the large group of mostly family unit migrants approached a rallying point staffed by the Border Patrol, where they surrendered to claim asylum. The migrant group consisted of adult males and females, many carrying infants and toddlers. According to a source within CBP not authorized to speak to the media, large groups have been crossing into the area north of the city daily, at almost the same hour. You can almost set your watch to it, around 5 a.m. We expect between 100 and 300 to show up at the same spot daily, the source says. We just wait for them, they just keep coming. In the video, the migrants can be seen crossing a bridge over an irrigation canal just east of the Rio Grande. After fording the river, the migrants are guided to the rally point where the agents take a quick tally of the numbers in the group. On Friday, the agents separated the group based on nationality and family unit status and began taking basic biographical information. According to the source, the large migrant groups consist of mostly Venezuelan, Cuban, and Nicaraguan citizens. The source told Breitbart the migrants are bringing children with them in hopes of avoiding removal and achieving a quick release into the United States to pursue asylum claims. According to CBP, the number of migrant families being encountered along the southwest border has nearly doubled in the last several months. In July, more than 60,000 migrant family units were encountered by the Border Patrol nationwide compared to 31,266 in June. The source says the migrants are skilled at gaming any attempts to enforce immigration laws by finding loopholes to avoid removal. They realize that we can only detain children and infants for so long before we release them to a non-government shelter. That's the first step to freedom in the United States, the source added. Despite repeated social media messaging by President Biden's Department of Homeland Security advising the public the U.S. border is not open to unlawful migration, more migrant family units entered the country in July than in all of FY 2020, when 52,230 were encountered. Between October and July, more than 425,000 migrant family units were encountered by the Border Patrol entering the United States between ports of entry. According to unofficial reports obtained by Breitbart Texas, Border Patrol agents apprehended just under 180,000 migrants in August, an increase over July, signaling the migrant crossings are not likely to slow down anytime soon. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.